Welcome to the Ring of Honor review. I'm Oliver Newman.
And I'm Stephen Jackson.
We have the ROH Decade Awards. Stephen, if you want to add in anything, you're welcome to.
Yep.
But probably just going to run through these. The holy shh. Hear it, Stephen. Holy shh. Moment of the decade was Matt and Jeff Hardy showing up.
So
the match of the decade. I think we both said the Hardys when we were voting, if I can remember correctly. Match of the decades, Kevin Steen versus El Generico. Ladder War from Final Battle 2012.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was fantastic. It was one of the matches that made me want to seek out Ring of Honor again.
Yeah.
Just a brutal feud. But basically, El Generico wouldn't like fight back against Kevin Steen, and then he finally did, and then that match was just crazy. So that's when I got back into our race and sort of, if I remember correctly, Border Wars and stuff, wasn't it? And my modern day favorite wrestler Paul London went up against Davey Richards, and Davey Richards landed on his face.
Yeah, he did.
Wrestler of the decade. There was no doubt in this, I don't think. Jay Lethal. The third man in ROH history to become a grand champion.
Yeah.
So that's completely understandable that he was wrestler of the decade. And I believe that's all the decade awards, according to, like Stephen was saying, our trusty ROH app. Just in case anyone was thinking that's not what he's doing, but I was. So I believe that's all the decade awards. The tag team, of course, is the Briscoes, but that's not on the ROH app, which is fantastic. Especially when, you know, I might as well announce it now, mightn't I? that the Briscoes have just signed new contracts with ROH, which, because they're not cosmetically pleasing, they're kind of limited in their options, but not in a bad way. The Briscoes are one of the greatest tag teams of all time.
Absolutely.
ROH or otherwise, but definitely ROH legends, OGs, in terms of Jay Briscoe with Era of Honor Begins. And Mark Briscoe just couldn't wrestle because he wasn't old enough. ROH world champion PCO attacked former NHL enforcer David Morissette on a TV show in Canada, because he touched the ROH world title. So note to myself and to you, Stephen, if we ever get to meet the great PCO, don't touch his title. And if we ever get to meet Danhausen, don't swear. We got even more news. Women of Honor tryout on the Friday the 27th and Saturday the 28th of March 2020. It's an all-star cast of who's going to be there to associate with that tryout. So get yourself along if you're a female in this business. Learning under somebody like Jonathan Gresham, you'll go far. That's Stephen's favourite wrestler that isn't Bandido or Matt Taven. Carrie Silkin has started a podcast called The Last Stop Penn Station, which is almost as good as the ROH review. we kid. Carrie is fantastic. Met him at ROH Unified, and he was pumping up the crowd and stuff. And he's there with ROH commentator Ian Riccoboni, so I'm sure it's a great listen.
Yeah.
A new match has been added to Bound by Honor on Friday the 28th of February, and that is Angelina Love with Mandy Leon against Nicole Savoy. Before the January shows, so Saturday Night Center Stage, sorry, Honor Reigns Supreme, you would think that Nicole Savoy would have some Isekai in her corner.
Yeah.
But no, not after them shows. So she's going alone against the Allure, and that's going to be a more difficult task than if she had Sakai in a corner. On the 13th of March, the 18th anniversary show is taking place in a pay-per-view format. Me and Stephen had speculated about when the anniversary show was going to take place, if it was going to take place.
Yeah.
And then finally, after we recorded the ROH review, number 11 last week, this news came to the forefront. So, yeah, thankfully it is taking place. It's taking place in Las Vegas, which is strange because I know there's an association with Las Vegas, but ROH is a Northeastern company from its roots. So, yeah. To go along with that, a show that me and Stephen are really, really looking forward to is Past versus Present, when ROH OGs, veterans, legends are coming back for one night to take on the present ROH stars. And this one had us salivating, really, with the names that have been announced so far. Doug Williams is, you know, he was retired last year, and then he's done a few Noah shows recently. To have him on board is fantastic for our love of pure wrestling.
Yeah.
Homicide's been announced. Necro Butcher's been announced. And this thing that's just happened yesterday is the grand champion, like we said before, when we were talking about Wrestler of the Decade, Jay Lethal, has gone out and called out the second ROH champion, the all-around best Xavier.
Yeah.
That's just incredible, isn't it, really?
It's amazing.
I'm not sure if he's going to be on the show. yeah, this is just really, really cool. Like I said, past versus present, that is really cool. Something was brought to my attention, I'm not going to take credit for it. Is that Jay Lethal is the protege to Samoa Joe, and Samoa Joe beat Xavier for the title.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know, but I didn't think about it at the time. But yeah, that's because, like, the way that the past versus present show is put together, you think it's just dream matches, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, there is actually a reason for this match to happen, storyline-wise. Yeah. Xavier, if he takes on the challenge, is going to want to get back at the protege of Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
To send the message to Samoa Joe that, you know, I wouldn't have lost to you if I hadn't have been concussed.
Yeah.
So there is, I think it's really cool, rather than just being dream matches, which is fantastic anyway. This one actually has a storyline to it if Xavier accepts. That's really cool. Flip Gordon's been announced for Supercard of Honor, which is just, as its name says, it is turned into a real supercard. Just looks absolutely fantastic. NWA Hard Times happened this past Friday. ROH's Dan Math got to the semi-finals of the TV title tournament before losing to Trevor Murdoch. Flip Gordon lost to Nick Aldis, the NWA heavyweight champion. And with Marty Skrull, the Villain Enterprises, being on the show, Nick Aldis got into a confrontation with Marty, and basically the winner of the match would decide how the match or the feud will go. And because Aldis beat Flip Gordon, it's his rules in the match that he has with the villain Marty Skrull in NWA in the future. So that's really interesting. And yeah, that's all the news. Rounded off really quickly. Sorry about your lack of input there, Stephen, but you know, we're kind of working with time limits and stuff. So the first thing we're going to do is obviously at this point when we talk about the news and we finish off the news, we start talking about an ROH star spotlight. And with it being his birthday this past weekend, happy birthday from all of us to the ROH Review. The ROH spotlight is going to be on Nigel McGuinness. And since this is an alumni, Stephen has been kind enough to allow me to do the tribute, which I hope is a great tribute to you, Nigel, because you gave your absolute all to Ring of Honor. And if it wasn't for you, you know, would the company still be around to this day? So thank you very much for all you've done before I start. Yeah, once again, 5 minutes is what we work with. Okay, so Nigel McGuinness debuted at Wrath of the Racket in 2003. His British wrestling style was Breath of Fresh Air and Ring of Honor. He was a part of the Field of Honor tournaments. He then went after the ROH Pure Wrestling title, which me and Stephen in 3, 2, 1. Bring back the
ROH Pure title.
There we go. Completely out of sync, but, you know. So he went after the ROH Pure title. He had a fantastic match against my other favourite wrestler in Ring of Honor, the Hurricane John Walters, at Glory Be Honor 3. Love that Pure Wrestling title match. If you haven't seen it, go and check it out. It's brilliant. So, yeah, he chased the Pure title for the longest time and finally unseats the ROH Pure champion at the time, the aforementioned Samoa Joe at Dragon Gate Challenge in 2005. He would hold the ROH Pure title from that moment until ROH unified. At the same time, he went after the ROH World title, which was held by Brian Danielson. In three matches, there was two draws, and they finally came to a conclusive end when they unified the ROH Pure title, which we're not happy about, with the ROH World title in the greatest Pure title match and one of the best World title matches in ROH history at ROH Unified. Yours truly was in the crowd, and this was breathtaking. The risks and the everything that Nigel put into it, the crowd were molten. He got his head rammed into the ring post four times, bleeding hard way, putting on the performance of a lifetime. I think that the fans in the audience would have traded in their mothers for a Nigel McGuinness ROH World title win on that night. It was so good, Stephen. I covered it in my British wrestling book, Cheap Plug, and hopefully I've done it justice in that instance. And then Nigel would carry on chasing after the ROH World title, going up against the Japanese monster, Takeshi Morishima. Oh my God, the one time I actually need to get my pronunciation correct, I get it correct when it comes to Japanese names. And he finally unseated the Japanese monster, Morishima, as Stephen said to me a little bit earlier, ROH Undeniable in 2007. From this moment in time until 2009, WrestleMania weekend, Nigel wrestled every single show with a torn bicep, with concussions, with absolutely every injury you can imagine, just giving his life to Ring of Honor. And yeah, he's an absolute ROH legend. And yeah, with a minute to go, Nigel, hope you've had a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much for all the ROH memories. Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to add, Stephen?
Just that I just have to echo what you said, that Nigel McGuinness is one of the greatest British wrestlers and one of the greatest wrestlers in Ring of Honor history. Just an absolute legend. One of the men who got me in so interested in the company and his style. I mean, now we see so many British wrestlers come through the, you know, the independent scene, but there was a period of time when Nigel was the forerunner for all of that happening. And I mean, you know, the matches with Brian Danielson, just absolutely incredible. One of my favourite matches is the match he had against Austin Aries, not only at Supercard of Honor 3, which, you know, you also were in attendance for, but also the match they had at Rising Above 2007 in the Manhattan Center, where, talking about the concussions and things,
I
was about to say, the suicide dive, what Nigel took onto that guardrail, and the hit what he took was just the amount of punishment Nigel took for his for his career is something which you won't see nowadays from anybody. No. Just absolute love for this business, and he was an incredible wrestler, incredible commentator with Kevin Kelly in his later career as well. And he is now in WWE, and I just thoroughly hope he's had a wonderful birthday, and thank you for everything you've done for the company and for us as fans. So just, you know, thank you very much, Nigel.
Thank you, Nigel. That's dawned on me what I was going to start the show with, and now we're about 20 minutes in about the thing. I'm still going to do it now. I don't care. What is it? I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry. And the wave, Stephen. The commentators were doing it in ROH. So who cares? You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's all the news. That's the news. Completely finished. I've got to come back to something there. So that's going to be fun. Okay. So, yeah, on to the show. This is ROH episode 12, our first on YouTube, the video format. We have been recording in video format, but we've just had an audio show because we didn't have a YouTube channel before today. So, yeah, we didn't have a Twitter either, but we'll get into that later, or an Instagram. So this is a tag team special. First off, we get highlights of Lethal and Gresham against the Briscoes for the ROH World Tag Team titles. Excuse me. At a final battle, Stephen probably jumped in the air when this happened as Jay Lethal and his favourite wrestler that isn't Bandido or Matt Taven. Yeah. Jonathan Gresham finally got his hands on some ROH gold.
He did.
And after 3 years in the company. Yeah. 3 years too long without gold, to be fair.
Absolutely.
Brian Zane, the Wrestling With Regret, joins the commentary. There's a really good pre-match video, promo video with the Bouncers. They really are my favourite tag team. I swear, I'm really hoping for the year of the beer. I'm straight-edged, but I really want them to win. And like I said, with regards to what we were chanting and stuff, love Joe Hendry's entrance video. And it's not even we believe in Joe Hendry, isn't it, Stephen?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that takes us into the first match. So this match was the Bouncers, Beer City Bruiser, and Brawler Milanos against Party Peacock every time, Stephen. Dalton Castle. And the prestigious one, Joe Hendry. And, just my notes quickly before I throw it to you. The catchiest chants that I've ever heard and will never forget. It will be part of my dreams tonight and possibly part of my nightmares when I'm not sleeping correctly. I believe in Joe Hendry, and the fans were chanting it, which once again was crazy in terms of the acoustics that we talked about last week. In the old ECW arena, it was fantastic for this match.
Yeah,
and it wasn't for the final battle fallout. So, really weird. Belly bump between Beer City Bruiser and Dalton Castle was funny. The no teeth thing gets me every time. how can I bite? I got no teeth. So it's brilliant. Love the Bushwhackers thing. That was really cool. Yeah, Doncaster takes out Brawler and Joe Hendry. So that was the first miscommunication. Beer City Bruiser flies, so there's nothing he can do. He can't do. Sorry.
No.
Doncaster suplexes the Beer City Bruiser. He has some strength. And then Hendry fall away slams the Beer City Bruiser. He's got the same strength. Miscommunication by Castle and Hendry again, and the bouncers win with the last call, which was a really athletic move considering how big both guys are. Enjoyed it a lot. I thought that was a really fun match. What did you think, Stephen?
Same sentiments as you. I thought it was a great match, and you know, like you, the bouncers are quickly becoming one of my favourite teams in the company. Great pre-match promo. Beer City Bruiser, the stuff he's able to do, like the tope, what he did from the top rope down to the floor was insane.
Yeah.
And Dalton Castle, like I said before, and Joe Hendry, they're just two really entertaining, funny, you know, versatile guys, because they can wrestle, but they can also do a lot of the other comedic stuff with it.
Yeah.
And I just think they're a really good tag team, and just a really good mixture of, you know, the communication, but the miscommunication as well. It's like they need each other. They don't want each other, but they need each other at the same time. So I think it's really cleverly booked at the moment how it's going. So yeah, really, really good match. Really good way to start the show.
Absolutely. And this was followed up with the Master and Machine. I've not seen these guys before, so I think I was expecting them to be different people than what they were.
I was as well.
yeah. So the Master is Marcus Cross, who's got probably the best hairstyle I've ever seen. And the Machine is Griff Garrison. And they were against, let's come up with a name for them, the Mentorship, maybe. PJ Black, the Darewolf, and... It wasn't announced as this, but he really should be, because no one else has got it. The Mecca Brian Johnson.
Yeah.
That should be his thing. He was just announced as Brian Johnson. So, yeah, from now on, ring announcers, Bobby Cruz, you should be calling Brian Johnson the Mecca. So, yeah. So, once again, I'll talk about this match and get your thoughts in a second. Johnson refuses the handshake like you knew he would. Watch ROH hashtag, but it isn't on the screen at all, so if you didn't hear it, you wouldn't know. PJ Black clears the ring. The Mecca tries to cheat and PJ Black stops him, which I thought was brilliant.
So funny.
Garrison really impressed. Really impressed with him. Love the Skywalker elbow.
Yeah.
That was innovative. Beautiful move.
Yeah.
PJ Black with the super kick and the fish drop by Brian Johnson. And then I loved what they coined on the commentary as well, PJ and BJ.
Yeah.
Because obviously the two letters and stuff. So yeah, PJ and BJ win. Enjoyed this tag match as well. And once again, when a couple of shows ago we were saying no TV tapings, we've got two TV tapings matches on two consecutive shows. And
yeah,
I couldn't be more happy with that than I'm showing right now, hopefully. So, yeah, over to yourself, Steve. What did you make of that match?
I thought it was really, really... I really enjoyed it. I thought the Monster and the Machine were two completely different guys to what I was expecting to come out. Griff Garrison, though, like you said, he really, really impressed me. His Stinger Splash style clothesline, a bit like Matt Riddle Matt Riddle style, was really good. And that Skywalker elbow was just... I jumped out of a seat at that. I thought it was awesome.
That was really good.
So good. I just love Brian Johnson, like the way he was rallying up the crowd at the beginning. It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
And that... that ending, though, his reaction, I couldn't stop laughing when he just hit that. When that super kick turned him inside out, the master, and then Brian Johnson just hit the elbow drop, and then his reaction, you know, it was just, I just couldn't stop laughing. He's just so funny. He's just so good at his character. He's brilliant.
It really is. Like we said, it's very Shane Taylor-esque, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really.
There's
two guys in our way to grab your attention on the microphone. And that is Shane Taylor of Shane Taylor Promotions, who we hope is re-signing as we speak.
Yeah.
And the Mecca, Ryan Johnson.
Absolutely.
Two guys that really, really tear it down on the microphone. Next up was Brian Zane of Wrestling With Regrets, top five tag teams. Number five, Generation Next, Austin Aries and Roderick Strong. Number four, Kings of Wrestling, Chris Hero and Claudio Castagnoli.
Hey!
Number three, Young Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson. Okay, he does have one for that. Very good. Red Dragon, Carl O'Reilly and Bobby Fish.
Something like that, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. And the Briscoes, Mark and Jay. You might have to lose some teeth for that one,
yeah,
Steve.
That's it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. No. What did you... Brilliant's top five. Don't think you can argue with any of them.
No.
Last time we spent 20 minutes discussing this, so just quick thoughts on the top five, Stephen.
Great top five. No qualms with it whatsoever. All the teams who should be there were there. Placement all made sense. Great to see the teams who were there. And some great clips to go with them as well. Some matches people can go and check out. So no qualms whatsoever. Brilliant.
Yeah, and if you want to see how mine and Stephen's top five did we did a podcast for Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast, who we are associated with, before this ROH review kicked off. So yeah, we will put a link in the description and you can let us know if our top five is as good or better than Brian Zane's. I can't tell you our top five off the top of my head. So, go and check that out. And hopefully
Briscoe's number one.
Briscoe's number one in there. Last but no means least, the one show taping match. So we got two TV taped matches and one show taped match. And this was from Final Battle Fallout in the same arena. Number one contender for the ROH World Tag Team titles. Two guys, one tag. Last Real Man, Silas Young and Josh the Goods Woods against the Briscoes, Mark and Jay. I had this because we saw this back in December. Yeah. So, mine's not as fresh as it was then. Really good tag team match. A really good showcase for two guys, one tag in particular, because, they kind of needed to really look good in this match. Jonathan Gresham interferes, but I don't think Josh Woods knew about it. Two guys, one tag, pick up the biggest win and become the number one contenders. What did you see this match like, Stephen?
At the time, I thought it was brilliant, and watching it again, thought it was brilliant. Josh Woods is just... He's so good. Hence his name, Josh the Guzzwoods. He was just so good in this match. And Silas Young's a guy I've been really high on for several years. Like I said in the previous podcast, he's just got so much talent. And, him and the Briscoes have had a long, drawn-out feud over several years, so they've got great chemistry.
Yeah.
Thought it was great. And the ending was really clever. And I like how on commentary, I don't think we mentioned this on the podcast, but how Caprice Coleman and Ian Riccoboni mentioned how... you've already faced the Briscoes, so you kind of know what's coming, but then you don't know. You haven't faced two guys, one tag, so it's kind of like, they're not as experienced. They're not as, strong a team. So, in theory. So I thought it was really, really clever that what they mentioned on commentary. Really enjoyed it. I always say that about this show, but really enjoyed it. Yeah. Nothing negative. I thought it was brilliant.
I don't really have too much negative to say. Like I said, TV tapings was the huge thing, but in the last two shows, we've got four TV tape matches, so you can't really complain with that.
Nah.
A couple of news items that have just come to my mind with what's been said. Josh the Goods Woods has signed a multi-year contract with ROH because we just mentioned him in the main event. And then there's an interview with Stephen's favourite wrestler that isn't Bandido or Jonathan Gresham. Matt Taven on the ROH app. We just wish Matt Taven the best wishes with his hopefully speedy recovery from the ankle injury that we mentioned on the previous ROH review. So in a new addition to the ROH review, we're going to look at an ROH throwback match. And this is the one I picked from last week, and it was the match that Stephen mentioned in the Alex Shelley ROH Star Spotlight, and that is the Motor City Machine Guns against the Briscoes for the ROH World Titles from Good Times, Great Memories in 2007. So, yeah, first of all, I just expected this to be an exhibition match to, you know, babyface teams because of their popularity going up against each other. Just have a really great match based on that. But no, much to my surprise, and even though I was watching about 11:45 at night, I almost, you know, lost it just because I never expected it. The Motor City Machine Guns play the very subtle kind of crybaby heels, and it was just beautiful. Just a great tag team match. Stephen had talked this up. I'd you know, read a review about it as well, saying it's the best ROH tag team match of all time. And like, obviously, with Joe and Kobashi, you know, they were tagging. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, this is really great praise. And let's see what it lives up to. Because I saw it on the YouTube channel of ROH. And I was like, okay, I'm going to check it out. And, yeah, just a beautiful match. Wrestled expertly. If we're, you know, this tag team's coming up in the business, and then they need to be checking out this match. It should be the blueprint of tag team wrestling to go along with the Revival versus DIY, Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi against the Young Bucks from New Japan as well. Just fantastic. A really, really great match. And what I loved about it as well is it shows how difficult the ROH fans are to please. It took them like 30 plus minutes for the fans to chant, "This is awesome," and ROH. And I was like, wow. But that's great though, because it's not great for the wrestlers, because obviously you got to work really hard. But I just thought in terms of wrestling, it's like not like they took like huge risks in this match. It was just brilliant tag team wrestling. You know, and it was just absolutely fantastic. The everything about it, just I'm just waxing lyrical about it. I don't know, it was just so good. I can't like narrow it down into segments of the match. No. It's just brilliant tag team wrestling. And I'm so glad that we did the ROH Star Spotlight and Alex Shelley last week, so you could mention this match. And then obviously I read that review and I thought, I'll check it out. And you know, with 2 minutes to spare, I don't need to say much really if my words haven't spelled it out. If I haven't used up my time, it's not because it's, you know, I need to talk about it anymore. I could sit here and not say much and just say, go and watch it, go and check it out. Yeah. It's like 38 minutes long, and it was really well spent. So, yeah, I've got about a minute and a half left. Stephen, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Just ushering everything you've just said, Oliver, it's one of those matches you need to go out and seek and watch, and it's there for free, so go and find it on YouTube. Absolutely. For a long time, this match had to be seen on DVD to appreciate or in the arena, but it's there for everyone to watch. And as you said, any prospective up-and-coming wrestlers through the independent scene, tag team wrestlers, or even wrestlers in WWE or bigger promotions, if you want to watch proper tag team wrestling, just sit and watch it and just study it, because it just, the way it was wrestled was just unbelievable. And you know, the skill of the, I mean, you've got to take into account as well that Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin, the Motor City Machine Guns, the chemistry they share as friends, as well as the Briscoes, who are brothers, like not only as tag teams but as opponents, is just unbelievable. It was like the Rock and Roll Express and the Midnight Express, that kind of just
the I said the Brain Busters and the British Bulldogs. Yeah. It's on YouTube. It's on the official ROH channel.
Yeah.
And it is a cracker.
Yeah.
As we say here in Britain. Yeah. So we're just finishing up. Firstly, I am a free time pro wrestling author. Two wrestling books featuring Ring of Honor. Like I said, we've unified from before. The first book is Fans Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling. The second book is How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare, back the Orlando Double Shot in 2008. And yeah, they're available on paperback and Kindle, on Amazon, or if you want a signed copy, they are available on my Big Cartel, fansperspective.bigcartel.com. You can also get them on Kindle Unlimited for free. Next up, we've got a partnership with powerslam.tv, and that is for 6,500 plus hours of professional wrestling from 140 plus promotions, and you can access that footage and that streaming service on us for free for the first month using the code BROKENFREE. And to you, Stephen, because you have everything at hand for your promotion.
As Oliver mentioned at the start, a pro wrestling journalist for the Wrestling Estate. Recently wrote a really celebrated article about a former Ring of Honor alumni, the recently retired Jushin Thunder Liger. Had a lot of praise from that article. And also write reviews about Ring of Honor and the independent scene. And you can find The Wrestling Estate at www.thewrestlingestate.com, and you can also find them on Twitter at The Wrestling EST.
Absolutely fantastic, Steve. Nailed it that time, tell you. Brilliant. and for ourselves, we'd usually say about our personal accounts, but it's not about that anymore.
No.
So basically this, we have our Twitter account for the ROH Review Twitter, or just at the ROH Review. We have an Instagram account at the ROH Review. We have a YouTube account, which this is the reason why we're doing this. we'll have to link that in the description because it's one of those weird ones with all numbers and stuff, isn't it? It isn't just youtube.com. Yeah, yeah.
Nah.
And if you have any questions, you want to give feedback, and anything at all, we have an email address as well, which is theROHReview@outlook.com. And once again, we'll put that in the description underneath the video.
For Broken But Glorious, which is the group that we work for, at BBG Wrestling on Twitter. At BBGW Pod is the main podcast, and the website is bbgwrestling.com.
And feeling pretty breathless, don't know how long this has gone for, Stephen. You might want to fill me in.
45 minutes nearly.
Oh, okay, that's good.
44 minutes and 25 seconds as of right now.
Yeah, and that's perfect. Then we was looking for about 30 to 45 minutes, but with it being video, we was going to go and hopefully under the hour mark, basically. That is episode 12 of the ROH Review, done and dusted in video format. we hope you've enjoyed it, bloopers and all. Don't know how to edit this video wise, so it's all going out there and stuff. So
we'll try.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll turn this into audio as well. Probably be some editing on that side of things. Might not be. I don't know. I'll listen to it back and go from there. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you so much for all the listens so far. The ROH Review. The feedback and everything's been fantastic. That's why we're pushing forward with this.
Absolutely.
Labour of love. We want to turn this into something absolutely spectacular, because when it comes down to it, ROH is probably the reason, you know, why we watch wrestling. For the good and bad and stuff, it is probably the reason. When I was a lapsed WWE fan, I was an ROH fan. So, you know, it's fantastic to be doing this. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's version of the ROH review, video version for YouTube, audio version too. And yeah, good night.
Good night, everyone. And we'll see you again soon.
We'll see you again next week. Bye for now.
See you later. See ya.